So this is Devorah Cohen, and this is a new decade of podcasts, starting with this one, When I'm 64, because this year, this Friday, I will be 64. And I've left behind a legacy for all of the world to see, a musical collection of songs about my life, coming out of sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the 60s? No, not that early, because I was a Beatles fan, and that's why I'm using a Beatles song in the intro, if you recognized When I'm 64. I remember singing that when I was a very young girl, and 64 seemed like an eternity away. And here I am, having lived through all of those years, still alive, by the grace of God, because in my band days in Boston, Massachusetts, I did take drugs, did drink a lot of alcohol, etc., 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 and almost died of an OD at one point in the 70s. But God was there, the one I didn't know, the God of Israel. And so, if you want to know more about my journey in musical chronology, it is available online or in most online stores. I was formerly known as Delilah Clark. I took my first name Delilah from my great Finnish grandmother. And when I started trying to get gigs in the local churches, you know, after I'd been saved, well, they started making jokes about my name, Delilah, you know, like AKA Samson, and I got sick of that in a hurry. So I decided, after a trip to Israel, to take on my Hebrew birth name, Devorah Clark. And you can find Delilah Clark's CD online, Bandcamp, www.devorahclark.com. Subsequently, after that CD, I became known as Devorah Clark in the 90s and tried to get signed by an A&R rep who liked my music and wanted to pitch it to the likes of Margaret Becker, Twyla Paris, and I thought to myself, these people are kind of like soft rock, because I was still into the rock and roll stuff. And I insisted on either I sing it or nobody sings it. And the A&R guy looked at me and said, well, you know, you're too old. And at that time I was in my 40s, so I crumbled because I thought that was old myself and was trying to hide behind my name. After that, long story, we'll skip it because it's not interesting. But here I am, going to be 64 Friday. Married almost 2 years now to a wonderful man, a rabbi. And my life is changing for the so much better. So be encouraged if you're not yet married. Don't hurry your love and think you have to be married while you're young, because that's not true. I'm here to say you can be married at 64. So we're looking at the lyrics of my favorite childhood band, the Beatles. Sir Paul McCartney wrote this song, When I'm 64. Believe it or not, I think he was 16 years old when he wrote this song. I couldn't imagine. Amazing. It's from the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album at the time, released in 1967. And yes, I knew all of their songs by heart. So, we'll continue with the story. And this information is from azlyrics.com. The music for this song, When I'm 64, was written by Paul McCartney when he was 15 or 16, so it says. The Quarrymen, the previous name of the Beatles, played on piano this song at the Cavern Club. The lyrics were written later, in 66, and some say that it's not a coincidence that McCartney's father turned 64 earlier that year. Paul McCartney wanted to have a clarinet in this song, although it's very unusual to hear it in a rock song. He said, quote, George helped me on a clarinet arrangement, and he's referring to George Harrison. I would specify the sound, and I love clarinet, so could we have a clarinet quartet? End quote. Absolutely. I'd give him a fairly good idea of what I wanted, and George would score it, because I couldn't do that. And Lennon said of this song, quote, Paul wrote it in the cavern days. We just stuck a few more words on it, like grandchildren on your knee and Vera, Chuck, and Dave, end quote. This was just one that was quite a hit with us. When I'm 64. So I am celebrating my birthday because I never thought I'd make it to 64. And to me, it's a big deal. And I wanted to do a compare and contrast with the lyrics of this song, When I'm 64, and the release of my song this year, being 64. It's a little bit amusing, and I hope you'll have fun with it like I'm doing. The lyrics start out with, When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now. Are you serious? No, I'm not losing my hair. It's a genetics thing, people. Balding is a gene thing. And I guess, yeah, you can get balding when you're old women, but usually I think it's from a vitamin deficiency. So there are supplements that you can get. Hair, nails, it's a vitamin that you can get, ladies, to prevent balding when you're older. Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. Oh, yes, please always send me a bottle of wine. Hint, hint. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Well, I suppose if it was my spouse coming in at that hour, if he didn't have a noble cause, I would lock the door, ladies. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Well, in this day and age, I'd better be working because Social Security isn't going to feed me. And anybody that's on it knows what I'm talking about. There's no such thing as retirement anymore, at least in the United States, for the middle class people like myself, because you have to work. And I like working. And this is work that I love to do. Recording music, making podcasts, teaching Christian yoga, teaching group fitness, and silver sneakers. Bada bing, bada bing. I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights have gone. Well, if our lights are gone, that either means we didn't pay the electric bill, or we're just not burning brightly, letting the gospel light shine within us, because as we pursue a relationship with God, the Torah within us should be burning brightly for all nations to see. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings, go for a ride. Well, I used to knit sweaters in junior high school, but that ain't on my list of things that I like to do now. And yes, I would like a stone fireplace someday. That would be very lovely. Doing the garden, digging the weeds, who could ask for more? Well, I hope someday to have a garden, and I actually could ask for a lot more, but I can wait. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. Well, I would rather it be a staycation. And I wouldn't particularly choose the Isle of Wight because it doesn't get much above the 80s in August. I'd rather it be in the 90s. We shall scrimp and save. Oh, I'm still doing that, yes. Grandchildren on your knee, Vera, Chuck, and Dave. Well, true confession, I've never really wanted grandchildren. It was never in my dreams. That's just the way that I am. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away? I hope not. I don't look at myself that way at all. And I hope anybody nowadays that's in their 60s is not thinking about that, because that's not what the Bible says. You check it out and you need to read Psalm 92 over yourself and speak it daily. The Word of God says that we shall still bear fresh fruit in old age. We shall be fresh and flourishing. The planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Can I get a hallelujah? Yes. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Whoo! Well, I am 64, and this is the year 2018, and I'm going to celebrate my 64th birthday, not with those kind of lyrics, although I liked them as a child, but with my first exercise song, because I'm studying to be a bona fide yoga teacher that teaches yoga for the sake of flexibility, muscular endurance, etc., 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 and also certified with Silver Sneakers using scripture meditation. So we're not going to be oming in my class. We're going to be speaking and breathing Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. So if you want to know more about my class, you can go to the following website, www.praiseonthemove.com. And now let me close this podcast with my song, Lift It Up, that I am releasing in my 64th birthday to celebrate this wonderful, miraculous occasion of life. If you want your own copy of the song, you can go to Devorah Clark, that's D-E-V as in victory, O-R-A Clark.com, or go to my band page with my married name, www.devorahcohen.org. Please let me know what you think about this podcast and like me on Facebook. That is facebook.com/psalmistdevorahcohen. Enjoy the music and lift it up. I gotta move.